Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are all kinds of support groups out there. There are support groups for people that are grieving. There are support groups for people that are dealing with the loss of a relationship, such as a divorce. There are support groups for people that share a common illness. There are support groups for people who struggle with addictions. And there are support groups for people who love people who suffer from addictions. And what makes all of these support groups successful is that by coming together with people that have a common experience, we can learn from each other's experience. And knowing that someone understands what it is we struggle with can be amazingly powerful. Well, Jesus came into the world and took on our humanity, the gift of the incarnation. But because we believe that Jesus is fully human and fully God, I think our human nature tends to be to look directly to the fully God part and fails to take advantage of the human part of Jesus. Because in that humanity of Jesus, we can look to a God who fully understands who we are and what we experience. For in Jesus' humanity, he knew what it was like to love. He knew what it was like to grieve. He knew what it was like to have friends. He knew what it was like to be betrayed. And all of those things can be an immense help in our prayer life because we trust that Jesus understands. But that same understanding can come to us and be there for us in his mother Mary. But just like her son, we have a tendency to put Mary on such a high pedestal that we fail to remember that she was fully human and that in her humanity, we have someone who is an advocate for us, someone who lifts us up in prayer, and someone who we can relate to. for Mary knows what it's like to have the joy of the birth of her son. Mary knows what it's like to be horrified and torn apart by grief at the death of her son. Mary knows what it's like to, let's be perfectly honest, raise a difficult child, because Jesus wouldn't have been easy, I don't think, because he was so single-minded in purpose that there are times where he could have been a little bit aloof, if nothing else. And Mary can understand all of that. She also knows what it's like to grieve the loss of her husband, Joseph. She was rooted in humanity, but always with an eye toward the divinity of her son. And this day, as we celebrate and remember that she was assumed bodily into heaven because of her relationship to her son, we remember that those same gifts through our baptism are offered to us. But let's not lose sight of Mary as someone to meditate upon and to look to in prayer, because she understands. She knows absolutely everything of what it's like to be human like us. And perhaps she can be an inspiration and a way for us to grow even closer to her son.